The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile turned 70 this year. While some regard it as just a big rolling fiberglass Frankfurter, others see it as an icon of good times and fun. No one knows that better than the elite team of drivers, or hot doggers, who pilot the company's promotional Wienermobiles across America. You just don't let anyone drive a 7-ton, 10-meter-long hot dog cross-country. Oscar Mayer officials say out of more than 1,000 college graduates who apply to be a hot dogger every year, only 12 have what it takes to get the job. Which leads us to Natasha Best of Yonkers, New York, and Dave Licata of Roxbury, New Jersey, en route through downtown Madison. They honk the Wienermobile horn at some kids on the corner.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Anytime we pass a group of kids, we always play that horn for them.
A lot of schools, a lot of daycares, they'll see us and they'll go bring out the daycare children, and that was a lot of fun.
Best and Licata are one of 6 two-person teams that crisscross the nation, acting as ambassadors for Oscar Mayer. The Wienermobile has been an effective marketing tool since it first cruised Chicago streets back in 1936. Company officials won't disclose how much they spend to operate the six-dog fleet, but they say the vehicles more than pay for themselves in the brand recognition and good public relations they generate. And besides their eye-catching design, they're also impressive machines, each built on a Chevy chassis with V8 engine, global positioning system, and gullwing hydraulic door. Driver Licata says today's Wienermobile is a far cry from the first one.
It was actually driven with the driver exposed. The windshield only came up to about his torso. Obviously, you have to wear some kind of goggles to prevent him from bugs, you know, various different elements while on the road.
The most original Wienermobile from the 30s was scrapped during World War II.
It was made into bullets and supplies for our troops.
The original Wienermobile may be long gone, but as a marketing icon, its reign in American culture is far from over. Monica Wingate is director of the A.C. Nielsen Center for Marketing Research at the UW-Madison. She says the Wienermobile packs just the right mix of grandeur, kitsch, and comfort for consumers.
It's cool in an anti-cool kind of way. The hot dog itself conjures up all sorts of memories of being outdoors, of summertime, of road trips and family. Since 9/11, the last 4 or 5 years, I think we've seen some kind of return to traditionalism among Americans, and so hot dogs, I think, are part of that.
And then there's that song. You know the one.
Okay. Go, oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
That is what I truly like to be.
At the recent Fiesta Hispano event in Madison, Best coaches a young girl with a pink dress and pigtails for the Sing the Jingle contest.
Everyone would be in love with me.
Best says she never tires of the jingle because everyone sings it differently.
Well, we've had people rap the jingle.
Well, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
We had one person sing it like they were at the opera.
Cuando quiero algo bueno y sabroso, un hot dog Oscar Mayer pido yo.
We had a little boy dress up as a hot dog, and he had mustard and ketchup on him, so it was really cute.
Many older people come up and say hello to the hot doggers. Ed Rowland manages the Wienermobile program for Oscar Mayer. He says as outlandish as a traveling Frankfurter is, it makes people reminisce about simpler times.
One of the first things that every hot dogger hears when a customer walks up to them is, I remember when. I remember when I was 12 and I saw the Wienermobile at the State Fair. Or I remember when I got my first Wiener whistle. And it's very nostalgic. The Americana that exists with the Wienermobile is truly a priceless thing for us.
Look what you got. You got a Wienermobile whistle.
Can you open them, Mommy?
I'd be happy to open it.
Where's mine? Licata and Best will hit the road again, on to more fairs and events. Between their Wienermobile and the other 5 that travel the country, they'll log roughly 240,000 kilometers before they all hand over their keys to the next wave of hot doggers. I'm Brian Bull in Madison, Wisconsin.